Track 7, Beacon News, Updates and Events. Every week we will provide news and updates from the Beacon Centre. We will also provide weekly whereabouts of the Beacon bus and information stand, which is managed by Pete Moody. Story 1, Beacon celebrates Armed Forces Day. Sight Loss Charity Beacon and Bromford Housing showed their support for Armed Forces Day with a fun 1940s themed day at Beacon Court on the Wolverhampton Road East. Staff, residents and family and friends dressed in 1940s outfits to help roll back the years and create a World War II atmosphere. Anna Marie Balram, Business Development Manager at Beacon, said, "We wanted to show our support for all our troops, both past and present, who have given up so much. Everyone had fun and enjoyed getting dressed up. Beacon is a charity which is at the heart of the community, and we want to recognise the vital role of our forces play. So what better way to say thank you than a fun day for our local community?" Beacon Court was draped in Union flags and World War II posters. Entertainment included both music from the Bluebird Bells, games, a ration raffle and a George Formby tribute act. One resident added, "I am proud of our troops and the important job they do. The George Formby act brought back fond memories and the cakes went down a treat." Beacon Centre supports people with sight loss around the Black Country and Staffordshire. The Beacon bus whereabouts. Pete Moody travels across the Black Country and Staffordshire, helping promote Beacon services and offering free advice and eyesight. Pete travels with the Beacon bus and an information stand, and Pete's whereabouts will be updated next week.